Now, we already know that to compute the transmission zero, we need to use Smith-Macmillan form. You can see that for a given transmission matrix, to find a Smith-Macmillan form is not a really easy task. So we sometimes need some alternative characterizations that are without actually computing the Smith-Macmillan form. Now here we're going to show one alternative characterizations. So I assume that G has a full column normal rank. Now also we can do the full normal rank too. Then we say a number, a complex number, is a transmission zero if and only if there's a non-zero vector such that the function trans matrix evaluated that point in that direction U0 is zero, which means that GZ and U0 equals zero. Now, we have to point out that this is not true if the trans matrix is not full normal rank. And here we show an example is a 2x2 trans matrix. Obviously, this matrix doesn't have full row rank or normal full column rank. And obviously also, if we take U0 to be 1 minus 1, then GS U0 equal to 0 for all possible S. And that obviously doesn't make any sense. So the condition is only necessary when the function is full or normal rank. A sufficiency, of course, it's fine. We also know that for G0 to be a transmission zero, G0, GZ, it need not be defined itself. This matrix evaluated at that point is not necessarily defined. It maybe goes to infinity. However, and when you multiply a vector U0, it may be well defined. And so GZ, the complex number Z0 itself can be a pole of G. Okay, it can also be a zero. And here we have examples. A very simple example is a 2x2 diagonal matrix. Obviously, the transfer matrix has a zero and a pole at one, which is obvious. But obviously, G1 is not defined. But G1 U0 is well defined.